Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In some streets in Dallas, and I don't mean to pick on Dallas, I'm just a resident of Dallas, but you can drive down residential streets and it's just bumpy the whole time.
We are one of the fastest growing regions in the nation. And, you know, the city of Dallas, we are the hub. And, you know, if the city of Dallas isn't working correctly, then it affects the suburbs and vice versa. If the suburbs aren't working correctly, then it affects the city of Dallas.
In part one of this series, we talked about how the growing number of people living in North Texas impacts the roads and how we pay for the maintenance and new construction that goes with it. I'm Chris Blake, and in part two, we'll zoom in on the city of Dallas and learn what role road conditions can play in maintaining our cars.
Texas as a whole hasn't done its best at keeping up with road conditions, but you know, I'm hyper-focused on the city of Dallas, obviously.
Omar Narvaez is the chair of the Dallas City Council Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. We heard from him briefly in part one.
This was a issue that we inherited, those of us on this current city council, but when I got elected in 2017, our road conditions, probably across the entire city, were easily an F. You know, I think that we've, you know, maybe gotten it up to a D plus, maybe a C minus, you know, in 4.5, you know, 5 years later that I've been on the city council.
He represents the city's 6th council district. It includes West Dallas, mostly north of I-30, and goes all the way up to 635.
And now I'm in the chair, you know, as, you know, in charge of this. So it's my watch now for real, as far as, you know, chairman, that we get those updated and fixed as quickly as possible.
And those city streets he mentioned, not just in Dallas, but around North Texas, were really what sparked the idea for this project. Daniel Armbruster is with AAA Texas.
Like most states, our road maintenance is underfunded. It doesn't help that we have more people driving on roadways. But also in the last, now traffic's picked back up. But in 2020 and into 2021, we had fewer people driving, yet we still see a number of potholes in some streets in Dallas. And I don't mean to pick on Dallas. I'm just a resident of Dallas. But you can drive down residential streets and it's just a bumpy the whole time.
And right now might be the worst time of year.
Springtime is really a time when we call it pothole season, because that's when they really form, when we start to have those fluctuating temperatures and rain and whatnot.
And how do all those potholes form? Sean Merrill with the American Society of Civil Engineers explained.
Again, that water gets into any kind of crack in the roadway, especially asphalt, and it will crack it. A lot of our facilities are concrete. They're a little bit more hardy, but they still will pop. Also, the heat, these intense heat in the summer will cause concrete to buckle sometimes.
And those potholes can pack a major financial punch. Armbruster said average repair costs related to potholes costs U.S. drivers billions of dollars a year.
So the average price tag is just over $600, which wow. That's just the average. Certainly, you could pay more. And overall, damage caused by potholes, AAA estimates in 2021 alone, to the U.S. was $26.5 billion.
We heard from Brandon Lewis with New Brakes in part one of the series. He says how you drive your car can have as big of an impact as where you drive it.
When rain comes in, you see a pothole or you see a puddle of water, don't drive through it. Avoid it as much as possible, because if you go to run right into that pothole, you're going to bend the wheel. You're going to damage your sway bar end links, which are going to put your struts and shocks, which are going to put stress on your brakes and all your other suspension components and make things go out a lot faster.
Another road hazard you may have noticed, huge dips in the road, particularly at four-way stops in residential areas.
I am very, very one of those people that every now and then I'll see one. I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. We're gassing it. We're going to spawn. But when I'm in like my wife's car, okay, I got to keep this one going pretty far. You know, all right, we got to slow down. Take it very, very slow. I don't care what the guy behind me gets upset about going slow for. I'm not damaging my car. That's money that's could be saved for a long run.
Money seems to be a reoccurring thing here. Narvaez says the city of Dallas needs more of it too.
So there's no way we're bonding our way out of this. There's not enough. It would take us decades to use bond dollars just to get us up to zero degradation. And that's our goal, is to get to zero degradation. But none of us has 30 years to do that.
According to the Dallas Morning News, the Dallas City Council deferred millions of dollars for road maintenance in the late 1980s to save money when the city budget tightened.
For decades, unfortunately, past councils kicked the can down the road and, you know, deferred the maintenance. Well, at this point, we don't have anywhere else to kick the can down the road because it's fallen into a pothole.
In 2017, Dallas voters approved a $1.2 billion bond. Narvaez says nearly half of that was slated to go to streets, alleys, and sidewalks.
So $560 million sounds like a lot of money, right? Well, in the grand scheme of repairing roads and fixing them up, it's not. So when we had $2 billion with a B, in deferred maintenance just on our streets and bridges in the city of Dallas, another $2 billion with a B in deferred maintenance on alleys, and another $2 billion with a B when it comes to sidewalks, $563 million really doesn't go as far of a way as we would like for it to go.
He said the bond would help fix 10 to 12% of city streets over 5 years, and that the city could add about $130 million on top of that from its general fund. But after that, that's where the federal grant money would come in.
When the federal government starts to release them, what the criteria will be for each of those grants till we see it. And so the priority will be whatever project or projects we believe will get the best chance of winning the grant. And okay. So, our priorities are X, Y, and Z when it comes to transportation and infrastructure for the city. But when we're talking about free grant money, whatever's going to win becomes the priority for that grant.
In addition to that deferred maintenance, the city auditor presented a report to the Dallas City Council last month on the paving and maintenance program. It found that, quote, projects are not consistently monitored and inspected for quality and timely performance, and that project information is not centralized or reliable, end quote.
Even before this was printed and published, we already knew what the issues were. So city staff was already starting to work on trying to get these things fixed. So even though it's in public now, we just had a briefing on this last Wednesday as well. And what we discovered is, city staff is kind of back to where we need to be.
For anyone who wants to see quick improvement in their neighborhood, Narvaez had some advice that could apply to residents of every city, not just Dallas.
The more you report, the better it is for us, because you have to remember that city staff is only around so many places. Council members, there's only 14 of us. For a city of 1.4 million people, the ninth largest city in the nation, and there's one mayor, so we're not driving up and down every single street. We don't see everything, and it's indicative for the residents of the Dallas to be our eyes and ears. And so if you see a pothole, you see, a light fixture that's flashing, street lamp out, report it to us.
If you like what you heard today, please rate, review, and subscribe to KRLD In-Depth. It helps others find the show. I'm Chris Blake. I'll talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.